For decades, the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association has been active in Bristol Bay. This spring, we told you that they were changing their name to the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association and shifting gears a little bit. David Kopra has 42 years under his belt as a commercial fisherman in Alaska, including a decade of crabbing in the Bering Sea and 37 years here in the Bay. He's done stints of tendering and set netting, but mostly he's a drifter. From aboard the fishing vessel Moby Duck this morning, Kopra tells us more about the organization's new focus.
And the mission statement for the BBFA is to achieve a fair price on the fish tickets when we go fishing, period. That's it. That's our mission. That's our purpose. That's why we're here.
To do so, the association has a four-step plan. Phase one is just getting more fishermen to join the organization. To that aim, the group dropped its cost for set netters this spring.
We have to have a one-issue association here with one purpose in mind, and that's everybody, all the set netters, all the drift netters, all the sinners, and all the saints. I don't care how they prosecute the fishery. I really want us all on the same page when it comes to our price negotiations. We need to stick together. The processors stick together. If you've noticed, their prices are always the same.
Once the group has a few more members, Kopra says they're going to do another market analysis.
We're going to take into account all the markets for all the product forms, from eggs to fillets. We'll consider run size, wholesale price, retail, domestic price, international price, exchange rates, inventories, farm fish, processors' expenses, and our operating costs. From all this data, we're going to produce spreadsheets and PowerPoints. We're going to distill all this data down to what is a fair share to the fishermen.
Phase three of the plan will be negotiating with processors to get a posted price before the fishing season starts. Kopra says that might require a phase four as well, asking the state for help.
And we're going to petition the state of Alaska to use all the laws at their disposal to assure that a fair price is posted on every fish ticket. So that's our mission and that's our plan. We all know the salmon of Bristol Bay are one of the greatest renewable resources on earth. And when the state of Alaska established the permit system, that was to put access to this resource in the hands of the fishermen. So these are our fish. We should have the most envied fishery in the world.
Kopra says he doesn't think the group will affect this year's prices, but they want to make a difference in the long term.